Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
You've been fucking hard, so I'll just shut the fuck up. I'll just shut the fuck up for good now, huh? Yeah, you fucking want that? Yeah?
Don't deal with it. Look, when she go to work, move all your shit out the house. I don't care if you gotta move back in with your mama. Get your number changed and move on with your life. I don't know why men put up with this.
We are fucking over!
It's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing.
This real
See,
shit.
It's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
It's real, though. Take risk. It's the only way you're really going to come up. You're going to have to take some type of risk. We take risk every day we walk out the house. So don't let that be an excuse why you don't try something or try to go after something.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Don't cry and complain to your woman. She don't care. She don't want to hear you crying and complaining. That's her job. She's just going to see you as a bitch. If you tell me, oh, I'm having such a hard time. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. Call your mom or something for that. Don't talk to your woman about those type of issues.
Where's my salad? I forgot to order salad. Oh my.
I'm extremely confused.
You're confused. I'm fucking confused, bro.
Yeah, don't get mad at women because they hoes. Let them be hoes. Don't give them that attention. That's what they want anyway. I'm not going to shame a woman for being a hoe. Do you? That's what y'all always have been, really, since the beginning of the time. So yeah, don't waste your time getting in these hoes' comment section. You're just giving them validation and something to make a Snapchat or TikTok about.
What's the freakiest experience y'all had at Coastal?
Oh, she got pissed on.
I want a cookie.
Yeah, you'll be surprised what women get, you know, peed on. You'd be surprised at what women in your family would do something like that. Or the pretty girl down at the Starbucks. I wouldn't put it past any woman to get that golden shower. That's why I say don't put a woman on a pedestal. You taking a bitch out on a date the night before Chad just pissed on her. But you looking at her as wifey material. Because she put on her wholesome act on a date.
Hey, y'all remember the nigga from Woman Dot Art Loose that was touching on his goddamn stepdaughter?
Hey, man, come on, bro. Don't get another movie. Get another movie.
What movie? I don't know.
What's this?
It's an art project.
Okay, I like it. Picasso.
I think he got money. And that played a big part in her getting with him. But I do want to say this. There are chicks who like fat dudes. So everything isn't black and white. You know, we talk about a lot of things in this Red Pill community, but there really are chicks who like them big teddy bear dudes. So if you a fat ass, don't feel too bad. There's somebody out there who will love your fat ass. A green flag is a woman who is willing to come back and apologize to you and say she's wrong. It's hard to find that. You know, it's hard to find a good woman, period. But I would say that's a green flag. When a woman do something wrong and she immediately be like, look, I'm sorry I was wrong. I'm going to try to do everything in my power to make sure that doesn't happen again because I love you, et cetera, et cetera. Green flag.
Ain't no fucking way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Men walk through the world looking at women just like this. It's just like this. Doable, not doable. Doable, not doable. Doable, not doable. Doable, not doable. I don't want to do her, but I want to see her naked. Doable, not doable. You know the shame? Women walk through the world looking at women too, which is kind of sad. Women walk through the world. Am I prettier than her? Am I prettier than her? She's prettier than me, but she's probably stupid. I'm way prettier than her.
Now, I would love to see how that female comedian looks. She's probably either unattractive or older, because women don't start using logic like that until they either unattractive or older or something like that, or fucked up in life somehow. Young pretty girls usually don't think that in depth on the issue.
When I want your critique, I'll ask.
What?
When I want your critique, I'll ask.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, that's what you have to look forward to if you wife up a modern woman. Frozen pizzas every night. At least she's attractive though, right? Nah, the excitement of that run out real quick. We're going to go over this Reddit post with a little help from my girl Claire, and then I'm going to stop it as we go to get my opinion.
Been trying to get this girl I really like to go on a date for me for about 2 months. We go clubbing together most weekends and have kissed. This time I organized a whole ass plan. She and her friend came to my house. I invited a friend over that I knew her friend liked, so she had more incentive to come.
Yeah, you already putting too much value in this one chick. This should be a situation where it's just like, yeah, she cool to hang out with, but I'm focusing on fucking all these other chicks too. So if she come around, cool. If she don't, she don't. You putting too much time, effort, and energy into getting her to like you.
I picked them up. We went to my house. I cooked for her because she was hungry. We had a coolest evening and ended up going up to the roof of my house at night and talked for hours. At the end of the convo, when we were about to climb down, I kissed her and she responded positively. We decided to go clubbing since, well, it's the weekend, isn't it? About an hour later, she went to the bathroom. Half an hour went by and she hadn't come back, so I decided to go check if she was okay. I found her tongue deep in another dude.
Uh-huh.
She stayed there for over an hour.
Yep.
When it was about 6 a.m., and we all wanted to leave, we had to wait for her because she wasn't answering her phone. I thought about leaving her. I should have, if I'm honest. But she's best friends with one of my closest friends, and to be frank, I'm not that guy. I can't leave her alone in the middle of the night.
You should have left that bitch. Let the guy who, you know, poking her throat take her home or care about her well-being. I wouldn't have waited for her.
I wasn't raised like that. Gentlemen, learn from my mistakes. Don't ignore the, in retrospective, obvious red flags. Don't put her in an imaginary pedestal. Sometimes people are just not worth it.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. I would say most people aren't worth it, actually. Male or female. Get you a little tight circle who's solid and been vetted, and leave it at that.